You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The idea of urgent care is a familiar one, a less expensive, more accessible way to see a doctor for illness or injuries instead of going to the emergency room. Well, Pine Rest Christian Mental Health Services has taken that urgent care idea and applied it to mental health problems. Its urgent care center opened last spring, the first of its kind in West Michigan. And in just the first 6 months, the Pine Rest Urgent Care Center has helped some 3,000 people who are experiencing a mental health crisis. Megan Zambiasi is the director of the Pine Rest Christian Mental Health Services Psychiatric Urgent Care Center, and she's with us now from Grand Rapids. So Megan, Pine Rest has a psychiatric hospital. Tell us, what does this urgent care center offer people that the hospital and routine outpatient care don't or can't?
One of the things that we really wanted to do is to try to get the in-between space between outpatient, where people might wait for, you know, a few weeks or a couple of months even to see a psychiatrist if they needed an evaluation. Or the alternative was typically a higher level of care, which might be going into a partial hospital program or a inpatient stay. And so the urgent care allows people who are having symptoms today to come in and be assessed and get started with treatment if they don't need to experience a higher level of care.
Megan, how unique is this urgent care center, what you're doing there?
You know, we think we're very unique, actually. At least there aren't very many urgent cares quite like this anywhere in the country, much less in Michigan, especially because we're a private nonprofit organization. There are crisis centers that are certainly available, usually through community mental health agencies, and those certainly have been operating for quite some time. But the thing that's really unique about us is that we actually have psychiatric providers on staff who do the assessment right here. In our community, we had heard that was the gap in care that was really needed.
What kinds of things, Megan, are people going through when they come to the urgent care center?
You know, it's a variety of things. We've seen people certainly who have been experiencing a lot of symptoms of depression and anxiety. Those are probably our most common reasons that people are coming to see us. Their symptoms have become pretty overwhelming, and they're having trouble functioning on a daily basis. But we also see people for other concerns, people who are struggling with substance use disorders or who maybe have had a family crisis or something sudden happened, and they really are experiencing unbearable symptoms and need help right away.
So I'm a patient, and I get myself to Pine Rest Urgent Care Center. Then what happens? What do I get in psychiatric urgent care?
And, you know, it's a lot like a medical urgent care in some ways. You come in and we check you in, ask you why you're here and what kinds of things you might be able to help with. You'll see a medical assistant to begin with who will take your vital signs and ask if you've been on other medications and get some medical history. And we also have you see a social worker who will come in and ask more details about what things might also be happening in your life that may have been contributing to the symptoms you're experiencing today. And then last, we have you see an advanced practice professional. So that would be a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant or a psychiatrist who will assess you and see what we think your next steps in treatment should be.
And typically, what might that look like?
For next steps in treatment, most of the people coming in to see us are going out to outpatient levels of care. So about 80% of the people that come in to see us actually are going to go back out and into the community and be connected with somebody who can see them, probably usually for therapy, and also to prescribe medication if that was necessary. And there are 20% of people, as they come in, actually do have symptoms that are pretty significant, and they may need a little more attention. So we want to get to them sooner, and then we'll refer them to that right level of care when they're right there in the urgent care with us.
Can people be referred to the hospital if needs be?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. If it seems like that's the most appropriate step, we can take care of that right then.
And then after I go home, after my day, then what? How do you make sure people continue getting the care they need?
Right. Well, you know, one of the biggest challenges, of course, is always trying to find connections for people out in their communities. And we've been seeing people from all over. I mean, most are coming from our surrounding area, but many are coming from counties that are pretty far away. So our staff have worked really hard to try to connect people as best as we can with those resources in their community. And in the meantime, you know, if there are other gaps, we have other ways to try to help people get what they need until they're waiting for that next appointment.
Megan, what are some of the most surprising things that you've seen in the nearly 7 months since the Urgent Care Center opened? I mean, what has really stuck with you?
Oh, goodness. We've been learning a lot, for sure, from the people that have come to see us. But one thing I think that has surprised us for sure is the age of the people that have come in. We didn't really know what to anticipate, but we found that a good chunk of the people that are coming through our doors are younger than we normally see in our outpatient appointments or even in our inpatient units. So we're getting a lot of young adults, so between the ages of 18 and 36. And many of them are people who have never come for care before. So seeing the urgent care is available has made it easier for them to access what they needed. And that's been really rewarding for our staff to feel like we're getting people right when they need us most and maybe avoiding more expensive levels of care down the road.
And I know you're serving adults aged 18 to 65. Do you have any plans to expand the service to children? I'm thinking of parents where a child is having some kind of a mental health crisis, school sends them home, and you've got this child, and you call the psychiatrist, and there's an appointment in 3 weeks.
Right. You know, our community has been asking us for that actually ever since we opened. So that's been their most common question. And we definitely hear that. And we are interested in doing that. There are, of course, lots of different things that children and adolescents need clinically that are different from adults even. And so we're exploring that right now to see what we might be able to do. We want to be able to provide the care well and to do it safely, which will include, you know, doing a lot of recruiting for the right staff and all those things. So that we're very interested, but that'll be further down the road.
So as you alluded to, you have patients coming from a big number of counties in Michigan. So why are there not more urgent care centers like yours for mental health issues?
You know, I think that's a great question. We certainly have had a lot of interest from all over Michigan, actually, organizations that have contacted us since we opened and wanted to know more detail because they are interested in maybe starting something up in their community. I think one of the things that Pine Rest has that has really helped us to do this is that we have a lot of psychiatric staff already. So we have resources in that way, and we felt like this is a space where we could share those. And we wanted to be able to do that as quickly as possible. So that's why we decided we'd start with adults. We'd start in Kent County. We'd do what we could where we had kind of a critical mass of those important professionals to provide the service. But I think other places throughout the state that have that kind of resource would probably be able to run a similar model and do that successfully.
Is this a, for lack of a better term, Megan, is this a Band-Aid fix for the larger problem of the fact that in Michigan we have a shortage of mental health professionals, especially psychiatrists?
Right. I'm not sure if it's a Band-Aid as much as it's a solution that kind of lands in that in-between space. And, you know, when I've talked to people who work in medical surgical facilities and have urgent care, of course, they've had urgent care for medical reasons for 30 plus years in most communities. We found that most of us have learned how to use those, right? If we've got a sore throat and we can't get to work today or whatnot and we can't get into our doctor, that's had a really good place. So I think it has in a continuum of services, it definitely would always have a place because people are going to continue to need care right when they need it. But does it solve long-term? The question of do we have enough providers? No. I think we obviously are needing to increase the number of people that are able to see folks on a regular basis outpatient as well.
Megan Zambiasi directs the Pine Rest Christian Mental Health Services Psychiatric Urgent Care Center. It is in Grand Rapids, the first of its kind in West Michigan. We want to thank you for speaking with us, Megan.
Oh, thank you so much.